Well, Tiffany, looking forward to now the final big event, the Rolex Grand Slam, but must be feeling confident after a really good performance in the Grand Prix today.
Yeah, all my horses here are jumping unbelievable. Victor was also clear the other day, and Verdi jumped really good last night, I thought, so I'm excited for tomorrow.
So this is your first time coming to Geneva. It's a big arena. So do your horses seem to suit it?
Yeah, my horses are definitely better in a ring like this. I've been doing a lot of indoor shows in Europe this fall, and the arenas are quite small, and I'm not very used to it. I've grown up in Calgary at Spruce Meadows, you know, showing there. So this is a lot more suited to me and my horses.
But obviously the Rolex Grand Slam, it's a big deal, obviously, at Spruce Meadows. Peter's 1-1 this day, so he's in good shape for trying to win the second one. But you feel confident that you can sort of put the slight disappointment of what happened in Spruce Meadows behind you?
I mean, yeah, I would like to think so. This field here is so deep. The horses and riders here are really unbelievable. So I'm hoping to just have a good day tomorrow.
And overall, the sort of state of Canadian show jumping, Eric has obviously here been going well. There is a groundswell of optimism, particularly with such a big year next year.
Yeah, I think for sure. You know, we have unbelievable owners that are supporting us. And so we have a team that I think could maybe do something.
So is there a real, well, I know with Eric, I mean, he pushes you quite hard, I get the feeling, because he's competitive and you are too.
Yeah, definitely. He is a real driving force, but without him, I would not be here, so.
Well, best of luck on Sunday afternoon.